Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Obviously, as many of us saw, Donald Trump's birthday weekend did not go so well. He had this big military parade that just so happened to fall on his birthday. The crowds were sparse, to say the least. And obviously, the No Kings protest on Saturday ended up being close to, if not the largest single day protest in modern American history, as people from Chicago, New York, LA, Atlanta, San Diego, Orlando, everywhere came out. I know a lot of you were out there. And it was just an incredible, incredible day. Truly a tale of two worlds. On one side, you have the American people protesting against Trump. And on the other side, you have Trump essentially trying to throw himself a parade that was a disaster. But I want to talk a little bit about something you may have missed about this parade. Now, before I get into it really quickly, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. And truly, from the bottom of my heart, I say it every time, and I mean it. I love you and I appreciate it. And if you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed here on Adam Mockler's channel. We're trying to build something to fight and punch back against MAGA media moving toward 2026, 2028, and beyond. All right, before I get into this, let's really quickly look at Donald Trump's reaction from today about the protests from this week. Take a listen.
It's a tremendous success with a fantastic audience. It was supposed to rain. They gave it a 100% chance of rain, and it didn't rain at all. It was beautiful. And so I asked, if they gave it 100% chance, right? 100% it was going to rain like crazy, and it didn't rain at all. How did they predict 100 years out and 50 years out or 200 years out? They didn't do too well, the weather people, last night, but it was beautiful.
So you may be like a little confused, which is pretty normal when you listen to Donald Trump, but essentially what he's trying to say there is like suggesting that the crowds may have been better, or that there were actual things that were canceled because of the rain. There was like a 100% chance of rain, and it didn't rain, essentially inferring, at least, blaming the forecasters for his poor attendance, maybe. Nice. Also, that's not how weather forecasting works. And I think he's trying to refer to climate change, but that's, you know, climate and weather are different. It's just, we could go on and on about Donald Trump and how he speaks. But one of the things that people didn't talk about in all this is actually how the troops who showed up to this event were treated, right? And let me take you really quickly through Donald Trump's past with this. I think many of you know this, but obviously just in the last few weeks, Donald Trump deployed the National Guard to Los Angeles, and Gavin Newsom shared photos of their conditions, where they had to stay when they came to California. Viral images of National Guard troops sleeping side by side on floors in Los Angeles, along with a new estimate from the Pentagon that sending them there will cost $134 million, fueled criticism Tuesday that President Trump's deployments were haphazard and unnecessary. That's to say the least, right? He obviously sent the National Guard to California to purposely inflame tensions. Gavin Newsom is leading the charge, accusing Trump of dispatching 4,000 National Guard troops to L.A., quote, without fuel, food, water, or a place to sleep. Newsom also claimed only around 300 had been deployed as of Monday evening, with the rest, quote, sitting unused in federal buildings without order. He raised further alarm when the Pentagon announced 700 active duty Marines were also heading to LA to respond to the protests. And if we look, the San Francisco Chronicle published two images Monday evening showing guard troops sleeping on the floors of what was described as basements or loading docks, packed in tight along with their gear. The first wave of troops reportedly arrived without lodging or federal funds for food, water, or other supplies, and that it was unclear where the additional troops would stay or how enough portable bathrooms would be supplied. Right, so that's just in the last few weeks. It's absolutely awful that our service members are being treated this way. And by the way, if you are a service member, if you're currently serving or you previously served or you have family, I appreciate your service so much, truly. We go to something else, right? This is from just a month or two ago. The Department of Veterans Affairs is planning a reorganization that includes cutting over 80,000 jobs from the sprawling agency that provides health care and other services for millions of veterans, according to an internal memo obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press. So obviously Donald Trump, and I think this correlates to him, you know, in this big, beautiful bill where he's essentially just cutting things that he sees as unnecessary, whether it's Medicaid or Medicare or food stamps or, you know, cutting the VA and VA benefits, something that, you know, Joe Biden passed the PACT Act, which was one of the largest expansions of veterans' health care in a long time, you know, through some of these expected cuts, as well as to cover veterans impacted by the burn pits under the 2022 PACT Act, what I was referring to. Like, under these cuts, we'd struggle even more than we already are to serve veterans. So it's absolutely atrocious. And again, just the same thing from Donald Trump over and over and over again, cutting these benefits, whether it's veterans, whether it's people on food stamps, whether it's, you know, people on Medicaid or Medicare, to make room for tax cuts for the rich and explode the deficit. And so I come all the way back here to this great article that was written by The New Yorker about this weekend. The military's birthday parade rolls quietly through Trump's Washington. After all the talks of dictator and wannabe kings, the Army's anniversary celebration in the Capitol was a low-key affair amid national turmoil. Obviously, partly referring there to the sparse crowds. But read this. A soldier in a Revolutionary War uniform was sitting under a tree, vaping and scrolling on his phone. It was the Army's 250th anniversary celebration in D.C., and I was looking for the entrance to their fitness competition and cake-cutting ceremony before the big parade at night. Walking down Independence Avenue a little before noon, I heard a din. Behind the Department of Agriculture building, thousands of soldiers were getting in formation. They had spent the night sleeping in the federal agency's headquarters. Workers had been asked to telework to accommodate them, and now they were streaming out into the muggy day for their procession. Each conflict in the Army's history was to be restaged in a carefully choreographed performance, and so the soldiers were dressed in period costumes, et cetera, et cetera. But you read this part right here, that workers had been asked to telework to accommodate them. And we go back to something that, again, not a lot of people are talking about. And the point of this video, USDA HQ employees told to work remotely so office buildings can house soldiers in upcoming military parades. So you think about this, not only are we doing things like sending the National Guard to California, where they have these terrible conditions, the people who were a part of this entire thing this weekend were literally just staying in a USDA HQ, this federal building, which I assume is, you know, a lot of just normal office space, cubicles, et cetera. You know, it's obviously some like storage space. So you would assume just kind of just brought out there. The Agriculture Department on Wednesday directed some employees in Washington, D.C. to work remotely for 3 weeks because one of its headquarters buildings will be used to house soldiers who are part of the upcoming parade celebration, the Army's 250th birthday, which coincides with President Donald Trump's 79th birthday. The email obtained by government executives says the access to USDA's South Building will be restricted to essential employees from June 1st through June 20th, and that maximum telework is recommended for individuals who work in the building. So think about this. We took all these individuals staying at USDA, which, again, it's just at least Donald Trump would like it, that building and that entire agency to just cease to exist. But as we have this conversation about like saving money and federal workers, you remember at the beginning of his term, oh, they're not doing any work. They're just sitting at home doing nothing. We're wasting money. Now we spent like $50 million plus dollars for a parade, essentially for Donald Trump's birthday, if I may say. Although this contract was, you know, for this like celebration did become approved under the Biden administration. It changed significantly when Donald Trump got in. It was very clear that he wanted it tailored to himself. And so we spend all this money under an administration that claims like, oh, we need to stop spending money. And we're literally housing the people who stay there in a federal building while the federal workers we say need to be working harder all have to go home and telework for 3 weeks. Which, again, like Pete Hegseth and all those individuals would say that federal workers who are working online are getting nothing done. And so it's just stunning. And I think more people need to be talking about the fact that A, the people for this military parade were sleeping in this federal agency's headquarters, and B, just generally how Donald Trump's been treating these individuals. I mean, Gavin Newsom, obviously everything he's doing, cutting the VA. We saw a lot of veterans out on the street for No King's Day. Adam and I actually talked to several of them who watched the channel, which if you're watching right now, I love you and truly I appreciate your service. So I just want to cue you guys in to that. I will give you guys updates if I have any more. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you enjoyed this video, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. And if you haven't already, make sure you hit like on this video and subscribe to Adam's channel. We'll keep bringing you up-to-date news as often as possible. We're going to keep building this thing, try to uplift Gen Z voices, and we want you to be a part of it. I appreciate you watching, and I will see you in the next video.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.